gray silver casket rolls off of the airplane. Stars and stripes are draped over the lid. Inside is the body of our little brother. They say he's a soldier, but he's just a kid. We're here to take him to Harlan, Kentucky, where he will be buried in our family plot. We think of that day when he went in the army, expecting a much better job than he got. He'll be a hero in Harlan, like all the young soldiers before. He's not the first and he won't be the last to lay down his life in war. Somewhere in the records he'll just be a number, another young man lying under a sheet. We're taking him home to rest high on a hillside. He'll be a hero in Harlan this week. Never made A's when he sat in the classroom. He never got dates with the prettiest girls. When he got turned down for a job in the coal mine, I guess that's what led him to go save the world. He'll be a hero in Harlan, like all the young soldiers before. He's not the first and he won't be the last to lay down his life in a war. The world is a big place and maybe needs saving, but what can a country boy do with a gun? He used to win teddy bears down at the fairgrounds. Living was easy and shooting was fun. They fold up the stars and the stripes for his mother, and gently they trade her the flag for her son. Harder exchange never took place in Harlan, but it's not the first time it's ever been done. He'll be a hero in Harlan, like all the young soldiers before. He's not the first and he won't be the last to lay down his life in a war. He'll be a hero in Harlan.
Hero in Harlan. Well, everybody up here has been introduced but one of us, and we'd like to save the best for the last. He's the first person in the history of the International Bluegrass Music Association to win both an industry award. He was named the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year a few years ago, and also a musician award. And he won that for a song that he co-wrote with a guy named John Pinnell. And this was a song that was actually recorded on his first album back closing in on 20 years ago. And when Ned and I joined the band the first couple of years, I don't think we even bothered to learn it. But after a while, we got a fiddle player in the band by the name of Jeremy Garrett, and he came in one day and said, "Boy, you know, we really ought to work this song up." And so we did, and did it for a little while, and Jeremy went on to help found a band called the Infamous String Dusters. And in 2007, they won they and this guy right here, and John Pinnell won the IBMA Song of the Year. For this one, I think the Dusters still do it on about every show, and we do it on about every show, too. So there's a whole lot of it going around, and we hope that you'll enjoy our version. Please give a nice hand for Chris Jones and Fork in the Road.